say he's crazy, well it may well be, but he stands between evil and you and me. His world is crazy, no one understands. We need a man with an ice cold hand. I said, give a hand for the dead man. He was just a man, now everything has changed. Give a hand for the dead man. What won't you do? You won't be the same.
Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Dead Man, Volume 6. Colder Than Hell, Evil to Burn, and Streets of Blood. By Lee Goldberg, William Rabkin, Lisa Klink, Anthony Neal Smith, and Barry Napier. Performed by Luke Daniels. The Dead Man, Colder Than Hell, by Anthony Neal Smith. Chapter 1.
Sherry was, like, majorly pissed off. It was mid-February, during the warmest and least snowy winter the Dakotas had ever seen, and she had an interview for a job in Fargo, another hour away on I-29. So where the hell did this blizzard come from? That's what she got for not paying attention to the news. She thought maybe she remembered someone saying something about it on the radio between songs, but she was, like, texting, you know? How was someone supposed to pay attention to people talking when... Never mind. She glanced down at a new text from Kate.
Good luck, bitch. Holler when you're done.
When she looked up again, the flakes were already falling. A string of brake lights flashed two by two until she had to hit her own. The snow was heavier, piling up on her windshield. Then the crawling traffic stopped for good. That was more than a half hour ago. Back at Kate.
I'm gonna be so late. It's like destiny for me to stay stuck in Windmire.
Her phone battery was down to one bar. Her reception, too. This stretch of interstate was one of the bleakest ever. There were hardly even gas stations unless you were willing to take an exit, drive another 10 miles to a barely there town, then find out the gas station is open 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. Some sort of religious reason. Every year, Sherry heard about miles of road being frozen. People stuck in cars overnight. She had the emergency kit her dad insisted she carry in the back seat, right under her grandmother's quilt. Not one she quilted herself, no, but one Sherry knew Grammy had bought at Kmart years ago and pretended she'd made herself
at my mother's knee.
It was also
Sample complete. Ready to continue?